The Audubon Wheelers played tough through the first 6 minutes of the game against Trainer, but after the Cardinals went on a scoring run, the game was in the hands of the series leader. Trainer ended up winning the game 67-37, as Audubon was able to more than double their first half score in the second half. That scoring was due to the strength underneath the basket and the high post by Edward Miller.
Yeah, you know, I think he's gotten better mentally, you know, understanding that he has the capability of scoring on people when they play him one-on-one. And so he's done a much better job. And part of that's me pushing him to be that way. And, you know, most times when he got a one-on-one play down there, he was able to score. You know, it's just we struggle sometimes, as you can tell, you know, our turnovers. We just had a lot of bad passes and make silly errors. And, you know, a lot of that's contributed to Trainer's defense. But at the same time, a lot of things that we need to do better. So,
head coach Darren Miller started sophomore Austin Christensen, who has continued to come into his own through the first 3 games before Trainer. Unfortunately, he had to come out of the game with a rolled ankle. So we will see if he takes the court this Friday against HSTW.
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt. He rolled his ankle. There's no, it was too early in the season to try to push him into, right. You know, so set him on the second half.
Audubon had multiple good looks tonight at the basket, but just could not knock down shots consistently on the floor. Trainer was on the opposite end of the court. They had great looks, and they were hitting their shots. If Audubon looks to get back on a winning track, they will need to take a page out of Trainer's book and get down to the fundamentals.
Yeah, I mean, we just talked after the game here. You know, a lot of things we have to do better. You know, it's not about necessarily the team we're playing. Sure. It's about us just trying to clean up our silly turnovers, our passes, and shooting with confidence, and just fundamentals, right? We talked a lot about fundamentals, just like, you know, meeting the pass, you know, jump stopping, fundamentals when any kind of game you play. So it's something we talked about and something we can work on.
Audubon was unofficially led at scoring by Edward Miller with 19 points, while Aaron Olson added on 5. Logan Schmidt and Mason Steckler added on 3 each, and both Logan Stetzel and Carson Wetzel added on 2 each. The thing for Audubon was not as much the offense, but the defense, as they were not able to get back on the fast break plays and eliminate their turnovers.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, our scouting report was to get back, because they do a good job transitioning. But so I thought in the first half we did a pretty good job, except for times we turned it over, they got layups, but... You know, from there, I thought second half, a lot of times our transition points were off our turnovers. You know, so we turn over in the front court, that's an easy layup for them. So take away the turnovers, then their fast break points will, you know, decrease. So
Trainer's Jace Tams finished the game with 28 points, with 24 of those 28 points scored in the first half. Ethan Cones is right behind him with 8, while Carson Elwood added on 7. Trainer was able to pull the game in their favor early, 39-14 at the half, and never looked back. Audubon will take on HSCW this upcoming Friday at 7:30 p.m., while Trainer will battle Logan Magnolia at 7. I'm Zach Callens reporting.